Proclamation number 7470, dated the December 3rd, 1959. Taking stock of oneself and contact with the spiritual realm. You should quite often abandon yourselves to thoughts of eternity. You should leave the earth and everything relating to it behind you at times and mentally occupy yourselves with the fact that everything is transient. After all, in question what you should do in order to gain everlasting possessions which will last for eternity. Furthermore, you should consider your relationship with God, whether it is the relationship of a child with the father or whether God is still far away and out of reach for you, to whom you only rarely turn to with the right kind of prayer. You should take a seriously critical look at yourselves as to how you conduct your life, whether it complies with God's will, which is, after all, known to you, whether you live a life of love, true to His commandments. An introspection like that will always be a blessing, even if you can only spend a short time on it, but every spiritually directed thought will be taken hold of by the beings of light and answered accordingly, and you'll always derive spiritual benefit from it. But you should not only consider the world and its demands, for its commodities are transient and will only serve your sense of well-being for a short time, but they will not bring you spiritual achievement. However, the time is approaching its end and you'll still have to do much work to improve your souls. That is, you have to discard your own faults and weaknesses, for which a continuous battle needs to be waged and the strength it requires should constantly be requested from God. Therefore, you should pray ceaselessly, i.e., always direct your thoughts heavenwards and present all your worries and concerns to the Father and appeal for His blessing. Whatever you do, be they spiritual or earthly tasks, shall be done with God's blessing, and they will always benefit your soul, for God only requests you abide with Him in order to convey His strength to you, which you require for the work of improving yourselves. And a constant bond with Him requires you to frequently dwell with your thoughts in the spiritual kingdom and a conscious turning away from the world. Every minute you withdraw into silence, every thought you send upwards, is one step higher to the goal, which you will then also surely reach. You should not just live an entirely unspiritual life, for then your earthly life will be a waste of time and will not result in spiritual achievements. However, your bond with Him will detach you ever more from the world and tie you to the spiritual kingdom, into which you will withdraw even more frequently the more insistently the world approaches you, which soon will no longer attract you, because once a soul has entrusted and joined God, he will hold on to it. But it always involves an inner battle, for the world keeps the person captive with its enticements and attractions, and it requires a serious will to resist these temptations and to be content with spiritual possessions, the true value of which cannot be judged by a person for as long as he lives on earth. But one day he will be happy about the treasures he acquired on earth. One day he will know that they alone are of value and that only the soul with spiritual treasures at its disposal can consider itself happy, for it will be able to work with them in the spiritual realm after everything of an earthly nature has fallen away from it and it has to relinquish all transient possessions of the world. Then it will be wealthy and blissfully happy. A worldly person, in contrast, will stand deprived and lonely at the gate to eternity, for the possessions he acquired on earth do not follow him into eternity and he will have no spiritual possessions to show. For this reason you should think often of death and your spiritual state, and try to gain spiritual possessions on earth, which one day will constitute the degree of light and bliss when your soul leaves the body and enters the kingdom of the beyond. Amen.